Hey, Kelly.
Well, hello. Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Archtop Fiber. I was just returning your call. How may I assist you today?
Well, I'm just doing, I got something in the mail saying that Archtop Fiber will be available in 90 days. I live in Glen Street in Kingston. And I'm going through this process. They can't give me an installation date, but they are asking for a deposit. I'm not comfortable giving up a deposit before I even get an installation date.
Okay, you could always wait and then apply for service at a later date.
Well, can't I apply for service and pay a deposit when I get a service, when I get an installation date? I don't understand why I need a deposit. I'd like to find out why I need a deposit.
That's just because, for whatever reason, you didn't pass the credit check, and that $50 deposit is required for anyone who doesn't pass the credit check.
Well, I have a credit rating of over 800. I think the problem is that my credit is locked, and you'd need me to unlock it for you to go and have a look at it.
Well, you may have to contact whichever the credit unions to have your or whomever it is that keeps your credit locked. You may have to keep contact them and ask them to unlock your credit so that when a credit check if someone's performing a credit check, then they can access your credit information and be able to see that you have excellent credit. And then after that soft credit check is performed and you pass the credit check, then if you pass the credit check, you wouldn't have to pay the deposit, and you'd be able to proceed forward with your request for service. And then after you've got all that done, you could reach out to the department or company that's got your credit account locked and have them lock it again because you would have done what you needed to do in regards to being able to have this credit check perform, which is just a soft credit check. It doesn't affect your credit score in any way. But again, if your credit account is locked and no one can access your credit information, then that would be why the computer system would be saying, okay, well, this person is not eligible to proceed without paying a security deposit.
I understand all that, but they've done the credit check, and I'm on a different page. I can't go back and ask them to do another credit check. I'll have to restart this process, right?
Yes, you would have to do
come back. Yeah.
You'd have to restart the process in order to be able to do the credit check again.
Yeah, I don't know which service they're checking with, so I'm going to have to open all three services. Right?
Okay, that sounds correct. Although if your credit is locked in the way that it is, I didn't know if you had that done through a company that does it for you, or if you actually reached out directly to the three major credit bureau, the credit bureaus, and had them do it individually.
Yeah, I'll have to do that individually. You don't know which credit bureau they use.
I'm not sure. I would imagine it's checking against all of the different credit bureaus.
Really? Oh,
yes,
all right.
Ma'am.
Oh, I'll sort that out then. Thank you very much. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at Archtop Fiber?
No. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome. And I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to Archtop Fiber. It is my pleasure to assist you, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.